says in the pasuk, "Toiv li toiraspicho me'alfei zahav ochesef." The Torah is better more from gold and silver. So everyone thinks, what is the pshat? Toiv li toiraspicho me'alfei zahav ochesef. If you have the chance to have all the money in the world, say Bill Gates, or to be Rabbi Akiva Hegel, so David HaMelech says, I prefer to be Rabbi Akiva Hegel instead of Bill Gates. But I think for that you don't have to come to David HaMelech. I think every guy in this room, if you will give him a pill, it's one pill, if he swallows it, he becomes Rabbi Akiva Hegel. There's another pill you swallow it, you become Bill Gates. There's a guy that will not swallow Rabbi Akiva Hegel pill. A lot of guys, Shakir, a lot of guys, the reason they want to be Bill Gates is because they're not sure if they will be Rabbi Akiva Hegel. So at least they have some dollars. Yeah? If you're sure, if I'm learning, I'm becoming the next Rabbi Akiva Hegel. You care if you will have, at the end of the day, when you finish, you'll be exactly like Rabbi Akiva Hegel. You care? Everyone wants to be Rabbi Akiva Hegel. And you don't have to come. So what is the pshat? Toiv li toiraspicho me'alfei zahav ochesef. So the Yerushalmi state that the pshat is, if a person has the option to have, you know, kol ha'teir kula, chutz from one tesis, but chutz of that he knows kol ha'teir kula, and he has all of the money in the world. Or kol ha'teir kula with that tesis and not to have a dollar. You also would say toiv li toiraspicho me'alfei zahav ochesef. But this is what David HaMelech means. And why? And I want to explain. The Yerushalmi says it, that one thing in the Torah is more from Alfei Zahav Ochesef. I'll explain it with a mashal. I had a dream. It's only a mashal. There's a big lottery in America. $500 billion. The number is 25782. I had a dream. Tomorrow morning you go, you pick up $500 billion. Okay, I wake up in the morning, I have my bed, I'm thinking what I will do with $500 billion. Now, $1 billion, I will make 10 yeshiva smir. I will have 100,000 people learning every minute in my name, supported forever. The other billion, I will do 50 or samech all over the world. Every 2 minutes, I'm achzer b'tshuva a family. And the other billion, I will do art school in all different languages. You know, every minute people learn in Maizchus. And the other billion, I will do Hatzalah all over the world. Every 2 minutes I give birth to someone. Yeah, man. Yeah. The other billion, I will make high life. You know that any bacha will have where to go with Azman. I make a lot of that's guys. So like this, I will take care. The other billion, I will do Russians, all the mitzvahs apply. So for 2 hours I will set it up and I have $500 billion. One director, 2 hours I will set it up and I'm going back to Beis Medrash to learn. I got up, I'm so excited, I'm running together. I meet my friend, he's also running there. I ask him, where are you going? He says, where are you going? He tells me, I had a dream. Kids, he also has the number. So I'm starting to run quicker, he's starting to hold on to me. He tells me, Mr. Kaplan, why are you running? I said, I want the money. He says, what are you going to do with the money? So I'm telling him, what you will do with the money? He says, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. The first billion, 10 yeshiva smir. The second billion, 10 osameach. The third billion, art school. Russians, Chaylev, all the mitzvahs. So I thought, but I want that mitzvah. He says, no, Mr. Kaplan, you're learning. You go back to Beis Medrash, anyway learning. I anyway don't learn. I will have the mitzvah. So no, I want. You know what it means to support 100,000 people every day, Yeshiva Smir? You know what it means? 100 or Sameach, every minute a family slips into my account? Atzola, every 2 minutes I'm saving someone? He says, no, Mr. Kaplan, you go back to learn, I will do it. I'm signing with a lawyer that if I don't do it, the money belongs to you. I said, listen, I understand that you also want to do it, but I want the schus. He says, no, you go back to learn, and I will do it. He tells me, Shaitin Ramba, Im yochol la'asas al yedei achayirim, you're not allowed to mevatel Torah. So, Mr. Kaplan, you're learning, I'm not learning. It's yochol la'asas al yedei achayirim. So you go back, kvetch again the rebuch ber, and I will do 110 yeshiva smir, I will do the art schools, I will do everything. What is that, Lohan? What I have to do? What I have to do? I have to go back to yeshiva to learn and let him to do it. And it's not fear. I'm sitting and learning. kvetching a Gemara for those 2 hours, and he's supporting 100,000 Bachrim, Prince Art School, yellow, green, red, all the colors. Yeah, he has Oiz Vahadam, Mishnabura, Dirushu, everything, all the mitzvahs on Eschus. And I'm stuck these 2 hours of learning. What is the answer? Why I have to go back to Beis Medrash and let him to do it? Because Talmud Torah keneged kulam. And the 2 hours that I will learn, I'm getting schar more from all of these mitzvahs together. I know it sounds ridiculous, but there's a mefurash in Shulchan Aruch. It says, Godel atzolas nefoshes, I'm sorry, Godel Talmud Torah me'atzolas nefoshes. The Shach explains, Mordechai HaTzadik, his seat was number 3 in Sanhedrin. After the Megillah, they moved him down to number 5. They told him, Hashem doesn't love you, Mordechai. If he would love you, he would not get you busy with Achashverosh. You would sit and learn. Someone else, the Megillah would not be Bimei Mordechai Ve'Esther, and it would be Bimei Yitzchak Ve'Shoshana. Hashem didn't like you learning so much, so he gave you to be busy with the Megillah. I want to ask you a shayla. B'schus Mordechai, we have Rambam Frankel. Who saved Mordechai? Saved Klal Yisrael. He saved the Rambam, he saved the Chofetz Chaim. Hashem, everything is Hashem. But who saved all the Yidden? Mordechai. You know how many schusim he has? Now, but if Hashem would love him, he would just sit and learn and someone else would do it. Why? Because learning is more important. Now listen carefully. I'm telling you, Bez Hashem, I want a little bit to speak about the chashivas of learning. And when you will finish that, when we finish what we speak tonight, you will realize that there's no nisoyan to sit and learn. It's only a nisoyan to hear what I said. But after you hear that, if a person will understand the chashivas of learning, I will tell you a story. It's also a mashal. Yet, when I got married, I wanted to learn. My wife wanted a husband, back and forth. So we made up that I could learn till 1 o'clock and from 6 o'clock in the morning. 5 hours I will give her. I think it's a lot. 5 hours. Till 1 o'clock I'm learning. From 6 o'clock, 5 hours she has a husband. One night I come home, 2 o'clock. Zog the rabbits, and we made up 1 o'clock. So I'll tell you what happened. I was outside the house. I saw a bus tipped over. 20 people flipped out the windows. I went to do mouth to mouth. I don't know how, but I was blowing, you know, into all the mouths of the people till the Hatzalah came. Took me an hour to help them to put them into the ambulances. My wife says, my husband, I'm sorry, I'm proud of you. So now I want to tell you a secret. I did something even bigger today. I learned the extra hour. What do you say about that? I want to explain to you. If you sit now in Bismarck and you hear screaming outside, you look outside, you see 2 kids drowning. You jump into the water, even if it's cold, and you take them out. You know, I'm telling you, I had that experience. You know how good you feel after it? For a week, you don't have to learn. You feel so good. What if that kid you take out, it becomes Moshe Feinstein? For a year, you don't have to learn. If you would realize that learning an extra hour is much more from saving the kid, you would close the Gemara by night. I want to tell you, it's no nisoyen to sit and learn. If you will come to that conclusion, Talmud Torah keneged kulam, someone will tell you, kids are drowning, I'm sorry, I already saved yesterday. You can't close the Gemara. Another kid. When I learn, I feel like I grab kids. I can't stop. It's no nisoyan, Rabbi Yisrael, it's no nisoyan to sit and learn. Remember that. The nisoyan is to understand the chashivas of learning. If you understand the chashivas of learning, you will never stop to learn. You will never stop. You only have to come to that chashivas. I want to go to the next step. Everyone knows the famous story in Rabbi Akiva, didn't learn for 40 years. And he didn't learn 40 years. Then he went street, he saw the water makes a hole in the rock. He said, if the water could make a hole in the rock, the Torah could come inside me. And he decided to go to learn. He decides to go to learn, and he has it difficult. What happens? He marries the daughter of Kalba Savua. Her father was super wealthy. He was very upset about this marriage. He got all the rabbanim to speak her out. It didn't help. She was sticking out to Rabbi Akiva. He kicked her out of the house. He said, no money. They went to live in a tent. They were laying there on straw. She was remembering the good house. You know, she had a bed with seven kind of pillows, the circle ones, all the shapes. And now she's on straw. She had second doubts. Second doubts. No, she's married this Sheper that promised her to be a Talmid Chacham. I'm sure her father paid every Rav to go over to convince her that it's the wrong thing. Yeah? The Val, he can't read Aleph Beis. She's laying in the straw. She's remembering all these big, good, nice pillows that she had. So she had second thought. Chazal say, Hashem sent Eliyahu Hanavi knocked on the door. And Eliyahu Hanavi said, my wife had a baby, and I don't have where to put him. It's cold. So Eliyahu gave some straw, and he said, you see, some people have it worse. Some people have it worse. What is the message? He was Rabbi Akiva, or he was Akiva Sheper then? Sheper. And he had it hard. Who came to help him? Eliyahu Hanavi. We think Eliyahu Hanavi has to come with gold wings, silver springs, to do cha-cha-cha. No. He comes, he knocks on the door, I need straw, you have to chab the chizuk. I'll tell you a story, but this really not a mashal. It was 15 years ago, it was my hardest day in my life. From then I had much worse. But that was my hardest day in my life. I got up, I was saying shir in the mirror. I told my wife, I'm not going to say shir today. I can't, I just can't do it. My wife, she's the daughter of Avram Gurvitz. She told me, no, 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 no. There's no musa, you can't. My father never didn't go to say shir. You're going to say shir. I said, I can't. I don't remember what it was, I just can't. She said, you're going. So now, not only that I had a hard day, I was also kicked out of my house. So I order a taxi, and I tell the taxi, Yeshiva Smir. I take my hands, my feet, I throw to the back of the taxi, and I'm trying with my head, like to try to, you know, make a shear. Trying back and forth, and the taxi driver turns over to me and tells me in Hebrew, Ani mekane bachem acharedim. I'm jealous of you, from Orthodox. So I think to myself, sometimes it's well to be jealous of me, but not tonight. Today is the wrong day. So I tell me, I want to hear what you're so jealous of. You know, tell me what you're so jealous of me. He starts to tell me about his life. Disgusting. I can't even say it here. Disgusting life. After 10 minutes, I tell him, okay, I understand. I feel terrible for you that you have such a disgusting life. But why are you jealous of me? He says, because you from people, when you have a difficulty, you have who to turn to. We don't have who to turn to. I said, I know you're Eliyahu Hanavi, give me a bracha. He didn't want to give me. I stayed in the taxi for over an hour, it was over 100 check. And then he gave me a bracha. Now, I know you're laughing at me that I thought that it's Eliyahu Hanavi. First, could be it was. But B, it's no chalois din Eliyahu. If Hashem has a taxi driver available, he could send a taxi driver. He doesn't have to every time send a Leo. If he doesn't have a taxi driver, he will send a Leo. If he has a taxi driver, he can send a taxi driver. It's one yesoid. If you decide to learn, remember that. And it's difficult for you. And it's impossible for you. But you decided to learn. And even if you're a shepherd yet, Hashem will send a Leo Hanavi to help you. Hashem will send a Leo Hanavi to help you. You have to open your eyes. You come up and you say, Hashem will ask you, why you didn't learn? He says, Sunday was terrible. He was there morning Seder. Now, Monday was really terrible. He was there twice. And I'm telling you, I see it the whole time. He comes. When you can't, he comes. You have to push. I'm going to want to go weiter. They say a mashal from the Chofetz Chaim. It says, the Torah is yekoroi mipninim. The Torah is like diamonds. Why like diamonds? Diamonds. Pearls. Pearls are not even so expensive. The Torah is yekoroi mipninim. The Torah is like pearls. So the Vodach HaZanish says, I'm sure all of you have that question. For example, how many hours did you learn? 10 hours? 10. How many hours Reb Chaim Kanievsky learns? 20. How smart are Reb Chaim Kanievsky from you? IQ. 5 times the most? You're not a born IQ. It's 130 IQ. How much you are? 80? 90? 100? How much? But, so if Ramazan, Reb Chaim is smarter 4 times from him and learns double from him. Had to be that Reb Chaim is 8 times more from you. How it happened to be that Reb Chaim is 1,000,000 times more from him? Well, what is the answer? I'm sure you'd have this question every time on yourself also, right? Every guy has that question. I wake up every morning with that question. Yeah? Where'd it catch? So the answer is the Me'iri and Mishle. The Me'iri says when a guy learns an hour, it's worth 1. When he learns 2 hours, it's worth 4. When he learns 3 hours, it's 8. When he learns 4 hours straight, 16. When he learns 5 hours, 32. When you learn 6 hours, 64. When you learn 7 hours, 130. I didn't learn in school, yeah? 8 hours is 250. 9 hours, 500. 10 hours, 1,000. When you learn Ritzufois, in 10 hours, you work like 1,000 hours of learning. So what happens? You learn every day, 10 hours. Every hour, you slice it. You make sure that it's home, make sure every hour you stop. If no one calls you, you go out to call someone, yeah? But you make sure, he makes sure that every hour you slice it to pieces. And if you don't, if no one talks to you, so you kick the guy in front of you, he makes sure that it stops. Why? He knows you choshevei guys. He doesn't care that you're learning. Let you have 10 hours. What you could do with 10 hours? What you could do with 10 hours? He knows if you learn straight, you will have 1,000 hours. Now don't forget, when he goes to sleep, it's teredik. So when he wakes up in the morning, it's 2,000. Chofetz Chaim says, the Gemara says, that it was a Talmud that was called Gemara Makis Dafyut. Ahuda v'koi berav v'lo yposak pumi megirse v'lo yochal malachamoves lishtau ebadei. Malachamoves couldn't. So what he went, Yosha v'arze li berav, he saw it on the beam of the Bismedrash, poka arze li berav, ishtik v'yochal. He couldn't kill him because he was learning, so he broke the Bismedrash. Frank the Chofetz Chaim al-Tere, make him to go asher yotzer and kill him in the bathroom. To break the Bismedrash, break his stomach and he will go to the bathroom. Zog the Chofetz Chaim, if someone stops his learning and he goes to the bathroom, it's not a hefsek. If a person stops his normal needs, but for Adam Gadol to stop time because there's a crack in the wall, that is a hefsek. But Asher Yotzer is not going to hefsek. So the Chofetz Chaim, this is what the Chofetz Chaim says, so Reb Chaim going to hefsek when he goes to sleep, nothing happened. He starts in the morning, 2,000. Second hour, 4,000. So after 3 days, he's not in your league. The Yitzchak knows you choshevei guys. He says, let him to learn 10 hours. If I will tell him not to learn, Roshiva will yell at him. Let him to learn, just slice it. So he has 10 hours. What he could do with 10 hours in there? That is the koyach of the Yitzchak. That is the koyach of the Yitzchak. Chazanish says a mashal. It's a beautiful mashal. So Bachar came to yeshiva. Yeah. Comes to yeshiva. He wants to make himself a cup of coffee. Yeah. So he takes a kettle, puts it in. It takes 5 minutes to warm the water. After 3 minutes, he takes it out, it's cold. He goes somewhere else, plugs it in a different plug, it's cold. Okay, he tries, he says, you know what, maybe it's really water. He gets mineral water. Puts it in 3 minutes, it's cold. He says, okay, maybe this kettle is not good, he'll get one from China. But he gets a special kettle, he puts it in, it doesn't work. He says, you know, he's switching a yeshiva, it's not a mahal here. He goes to a new yeshiva again, he plugs it in. After 3 years, he's trying to make a coffee. After 3 years, a new roommate moves in, plugs it in for 5 minutes, and he has a coffee. Tells the guy, tell me how you did it. What's the problem? 5 minutes. He said, but I'm doing it 3 minutes. He says, yeah, you're doing it 3 minutes. If you warm the water 5 minutes. He says, but I'm 3 years I'm doing it. Take all of my minutes together. It's a half a year of boiling. Why I don't have a coffee? A guy is in yeshiva lives for 5 years. Comes a young boy after 2 months, he's better from everyone. He learned for 2 months. I'm learning for 5 years. 5 years, but you stopped the whole time. You never tried to learn for a week straight. You never tried to learn for a night straight. You know what is the koyach of tonight? We're staying in learning. It's a mishul de kazach what is going on here. But you could do it minute. So you will have, you learn tonight. Till when are you learning? 7 o'clock in the morning? What is the program? 6 o'clock. 5, lama shana, yeah? 2, I don't know, 2 when, yeah? But lama shana, till 5 o'clock. 5 hours? Or you could learn Ritzufis and come out with 100 hours of Kiddush Hashem. So one guy will learn 5 hours straight. He will not go out to sushi break, coffee break, and all these kind of breaks. Yeah, he will learn 5 hours straight. And he will have, I don't remember what the number was, 100 to 130, but I think 5, yeah? And the other guy will have 5 hours. He'll come up to the Shemaim. You'll see the difference. Yeah, anyway, doing it. It's all, it says, let him to learn tonight. Slice him. Slice him! That is the war. The war is not everyone is staying up tonight. The Shaila slice him again. A guy needs a coffee, he goes out for a minute. There's no problem. The Shaila, if he schmoozes that minute. This is the koyach. Zog de Chofetz Chaim. Yekor oimi pninim. Diamonds. Don't know if you know in the world. How is a piece of gold? How they call it? That chocolate globe, it costs $1,000, that piece. You have 5 pieces, how much is it? 5,000. 10 pieces? 10,000. You have a diamond, one carrot, how much is it worth? I think 2,000. If it has 2 carats, how much is it worth? 10,000. If the diamond is this size, how much is it worth? It's no price. I said, you don't own diamonds, but that's the way it works. The diamond, when it doubles itself, it's not double diamond, you could cut it to two. The bigger the Torah is yekoroi mipninim. The more you learn the Ratzifas, the more you have the Siyata Dishmaya. That is the Koyach of Torah. I want to go a little bit more. There's a mushal they say from the elevator. I'm sure you heard about that mushal from the elevator. There's a guy building this massive building, 100 stories, mamish floor, marble. They were opening it, you know, Sunday morning, the first of the first, 2050. They opened that building. And he said the first 10 people that will get to the top in 2 hours, everyone $1 million. You know, a couple of hours before, all these tall, dark people are standing there to run, yeah? You know, they don't have to run, you know what I'm talking? They're in the other part of the world tonight, yeah? And all of them are standing there to run up. 10 o'clock, they open the door. They open the door, and all of them are zooming up. They're zooming, they're running up. After half an hour, they manage to do 10 floors. It's mere marble, big steps. Well, 500 people started the race. 400 say, if a half an hour, 10, it's 100 floors. But the other 10 decide they will try. They run another half an hour, they make another 10 floors. They look at each other, 80 guys go down. What is the point? An hour left, 80. But the other 20 are running another half an hour, they made another 10 floors. They look at each other, half an hour left, another 30, another 16 go. But 4 people are left. They run quick. In 20 minutes, they manage to make another 10 floors. They're holding in 40, 60 floors left, 10 minutes to stop. The other two decide they will try. They start to run, they're tired. After 5 minutes, they make one more floor, they get to 41. One looks at each other and says, no, 5 minutes left. That's another 59 floors. There's no point to try. I'm stopping. The guy says, listen, we tried till now. Let me try. The guy says, you know, you will die in the way where we know what to find you. He says, I'm trying. He's running. 4 minutes, he manages in 4 minutes to make one more floor. He gets, it's a minute to 12, to floor number 42. To floor 42, he gets to the place, he looks around, and he sees this massive elevator. You know the Manhattan big elevators that go quick? He presses the button, the door opens, he presses 100, and the elevator just zooms up, and exactly in that 2 hours, he gets to the top floor, and the guy gives him $1 million. In life, everyone passes this elevator. I was there a couple times already. When you come to the edge, when you can't, in that moment is the elevator that lifts you to the other level. Our problem is we give up in floor 41. We give up in floor 41. If we will understand that is the time, I want to go a little bit weiter. Chazal say, Lefum tzare agre. Lefum tzare agre. The harder that it is, the more schal you get. They say this kid came to the Alter Gerer Rebbe, he was crying, Rebbe, I'm so stupid, I can't chapa daf gemore. The guy said, Rebbe, you don't understand how shvach I am. I look in the page Gemara, I figure out the Rashi's on the right side, the Tesis is in the left side, I look in the page, I turn it, they switch sides. I'm like a shvach guy, like a real shvach guy. Rebbe, I just can't figure this out. And the Rebbe told him, I'm so jealous of you. I grew up, I knew I'm going to be Rebbe. It's easy for me to learn. But you, one day, if you learn in one blot, it's like 100 of mine. In 3 days, you do what I did in a year. You say from the Chofetz Chaim, a bacher comes up to the Shemaim. All of his mitzvahs fit in a sandwich bag. He asks him, you know, what you could buy in a sandwich bag in the Shemaim? Maybe a plastic chair of Keter, yeah? The kids are, this is what he has? They ask him, you know, no more schusim? He says, yeah, morning Seder, my chavrusa would come half an hour late, and I would learn another 20 boxes. What else? Second Seder, my Harusa would go out from 5 to 6, disappear, and I learned another 50 boxes. What else? Night Seder, my Harusa, twice a week would never show up. another 50 boxes. Okay, now he has 120 boxes. You know, you could buy a little cottage maybe or a bungalow. But you could buy something. He goes into Gan Eden and he meets his chavrusas. And he tells him, why you came? You know, if you would never come, you know how much schar I would have? In this world, when we suffer, we're upset. When we will come up to the Shemayim, we will understand. Lefum tzare agre. I want to give you a mashal. When I was a kid, I don't know how it goes today in America. When I was a kid, and they had a game. I'll tell you how the game went. It was a yellow man, and he ate pieces. Now, I'll tell you how the game went. Every piece that he ate, he got a dot. Then it was like strangles, you got 200. Then came the cherries. If you eat the cherry or the strawberry, I don't remember, you get 2,000 or 1,000. But what happened? If you don't eat them, he turns to eyes and he eats you right away. They give you 3 lives. I then send them a letter by Oster Sheva, you put tzaddik v'kom. But they gave 3 lives. 3 lives they give. Now I want to ask you a question. Shtelzach tzu to play the game with no strawberries and no cherries. Is a point to play the game? That is a point to play the game? There's no point, right? It's not even the ball game. It's nothing, yeah? When that, there's no mouth. The whole idea is, it's the same thing. When you have a good day, you get a dot. What you could do with a dot? Hashem says, oh, he's been drinking for a week? Well, send him the cherry, the hard day. He stays in bed, I'm not in a good mood. Okay, he dies, he loses. Hashem says, you know, we'll give him again another start the game again. After a week, he gets the Rabbeim calling, they make him nice, he gets back again, everything's good for 2 weeks. Okay, now we could, from that he can't even, what he will buy in Gan Eden, that. We'll make it hard for him. We decide, we'll say, now he can't have the sugya. Not for me, closes the Gemara, again. Okay, make it easy for him again, it goes very easy for 2 weeks. We'll try again. He gets such a stomach, I'm not feeling good, and he goes back home, yeah? He doesn't chap. The time to grow, to get the cherries, is the hard days. It's not in the easy days. The easy days are only the beginning of the game. If we will understand, lefum tzare agre, if we will understand the koyach of lefum tzare agre, basically we will get very far. Very, very far. But we have to get it. So again, the first yesod is, Talmud Torah keneged kulam. If you will understand, in our generation, the Yitzhahara tells you, this one is doing this askonis, that askonis, sitting and learning. Talmud Torah keneged kulam. This is more from everything else. Talmud Torah keneged kulam. And remember, if it's hard, Elio Anovi will be there to help you. So you have to open the eyes to see him. And remember the Ratzifus. If you learn Beretzifus, this is what counts. This is what brings you to a different level. Beretzifus, I mean, lefum tzare agre. How much it's hard, that is the morning that you can learn. Now is 10 blat. That is the hard times, now is the time. You tired? Chabarain. This is the time that will make you to get to the place. This is the time that will make you to become special. This is the Yesod of Talmud Torah keneged kulam. I want to share with you. Klal Yisrael started the Daf HaYomi. I don't know if you know, but Klal Yisrael, they had Siyumim around the world, they started Daf HaYomi, they started Brochas. The Shas starts with Krishma. Why the Shas starts with Krishma? When we say Shema Yisrael, we cover our eyes. Why we cover our eyes? We don't want to get to the story. Why we cover our eyes? So my mother told me, my mother was a prisoner in Siberia for 6 years. Took her to Siberia for 6 years from Poland. They took her for 6 years to Siberia. She told me that in this world, sometimes things look good, things look bad. The Osid Lava, everything looks good. Famous story in the Ramban, he had a Talmud, a young Talmud that was sick. Very sick. He was about to die, so the Ramban sat together with him. And the Ramban told him, as when you're going to die, you come up to the Shemaim, you go left, right. He told him exactly how it works. He says, when you come there, I have 10 questions in Emunah. Give me a hand, a shake hand, that you're coming back to give me the answer. The Ramban waited for a year. After a year, the Talmud came back and said, Rebbe, exactly like you said, left, right, up, down, hills. Chazal says, okay, what is the answer to the questions? He said, I couldn't ask. He says, why? So when you came there, it was not a question. It was nothing what to ask. I couldn't explain. It was no question. When it's clear. When we take off the hand, when you put in the hand, it's dark. You don't see. But when you take off the hand, everything is clear. We believe the emuna Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. We believe the emuna in the Ribbono Shel Olam, that Hashem is running the world. This is our emuna, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. So when we mekabel ol malchus shamayim, and we believe that everything is in the Ribbono Shel Olam, and that time, we cover our eyes to understand. Sometimes it's covered because we don't understand, but we will take it off, everything will be clear. My wife passed away 2 months ago. A week before she passed away in the hospital, so she was in the department, you know, the cancer department, there every couple of hours someone dies. So a couple of days before her last days, it was 5 days before the end, so now I'll get to the 3 days, but that first the 5 days. And the person nearby started to die. They started to scream Shema Yisrael. So I'm a Kohen, all the boys, and the boys are Kohanim, so we ran out of the hospital. But all my daughters stayed around my wife. So the hospital comes, and the hospital wants to close the door because they feel bad for the guy, you know. So now he's going to die, he doesn't have to see the guy near him die. So very nice of the nurses, they tried to close the door. One is the Shema Yisrael, you will not hear the Shema Yisrael. So my wife told my daughters, no, open the door, open the door. I want you to hear what they're saying. So they heard the Shema Yisrael. My wife said, come, we'll say Shema Yisrael. I want you to see, when a Jewish person leaves and nothing is left, all of the Yidden say, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. I want you to train you. This is what Jewish people believe. When we think that someone leaves, we believe that Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Chavis Alvove says, the only way a bacher could be matzliach in learning in yeshiva, if he has emuna that everything is in the Ribbono Shel Olam. Because the reason breakfast he sits with his friends, because he wants to be a part of the chevre. I let him go away for Shabbos, for a Suda Shabbos, even that it schleps and it drinks and it's all these things. But he goes there not because he really wants to be there, but he doesn't want to miss out of the chevre. He feels, you know, I'm telling you, all of my friends that are not Negev, from the time of Bocher, I forgot their names. You forget about, now you think that this guy will stay forever with him. Write down the name, I'm telling you, with him not. And you spend so many hours just to keep it up, just to keep it up. You spend so many hours, instead of learning, busy about your social life because you don't believe that Hashem runs the world. If you would believe that Hashem runs the world, you would not care. Zog dechoy v'salvoves in shara bitoch. Only a person that really believes in the Ribbono Shel Olam could get far, could get to that Tzlocha. I want to finish with one message. It was 3 days before my wife passed away. So the doctors come into the room and they tell the missus, we want to explain to you, your life is over. Your liver stopped to work, your kidneys stopped to work, your lungs are not pumping anymore. We have to tell you legally that in 24 hours you're going to shut up completely. We could make some holes with machines. You will not be awake. You'll be in very pain. You want to have it for another 3 days or not? You're awake enough that you have to decide. No one can help you to decide. And then we say, Tov Sharoifim Negehenem. Yeah, we have a chazal on that. Yeah. So she said what she said, back and forth. I'm not going into the details. She asked him, you sure is no chance that I will live? So we say, sorry, no chance. She asked him, could be a ness? They said, not a one out of a million. But no, Hashem could do everything, but from the time we're in the hospital, he never did it yet. Okay? So the doctors go out. My wife knows, you know, we said Vida, we did everything. Now we have to daven. It's very hard to daven. You could daven, the liver is finished. They told her, even if you will be alive, you will die again because there's no liver. Like, even if you will live, you will die. This is what they explained to her. We'll save you, but you will die. The liver is finished. It was eaten up. Her kidneys are, she was pumped. So you have to daven. So how are you daven? All the kids are standing in the room. Oh, I was completely awake. We have to daven. So I called the kids, I closed the door, and I told them, it says, Avrom Ovinu Tiken Tfila Shachas, Shenemar Vayashkeim Avrom Baboike. You know when it was Vayashkem Avraham Abayka? In the morning after the stone was turned over. And Lashon Amida. So from there we learned that Avraham taken Tefillah Shachris. The morning after the stone was turned over, that is the time to attack in Tefillah Shachris? But the answer is, all that I'm saying together with my wife when she's 10 Tfachim up already. Avraham Avinu had a question. Hashem told him that he's going to turn over Sodom. Why? It's enough we know the old news to know the coming news. You know what it means to know old news and coming news? Why Avraham needs to know that Sodom is going to be turned over? Hashem wants him to die. So Avraham says if it's 50 people, if it's 40, if it's 30, if it's 20, none. He gets up in the morning, he's done, but Sodom is gone. So why Hashem wanted him to daven? If Hashem anyway didn't listen. What was the point that Avraham will daven for Sodom if anyway Hashem didn't listen? Avraham realized Hashem wants us to daven not because it has to work out, because He loves our davening. He wants our davening. That is the nicest thing to Bara Olam. So Avraham was metakin. Till then, you only daven when you needed something. Every morning you wake up and you say, Hashem, I love you, I'm davening. And that is the highest tefillah in the world. Hashem, we davening because we believe in you. Because you want us to daven. And that is the most strong, powerful Torah davening that could be existing. So Avraham tikkun tefillah shachris. So I said, we're standing here with our mother and the doctors, and we know there's nothing left. But Hashem gave a patch to the Kaplan family. He didn't give it to the Cohens, not to the Levies, not the Yankelevich. So it means He wants our song. So we will hold hands together and we will daven. And my wife said, Pasuk, Pasuk, Tehillim for an hour and a half. And I guess we daven to Hashem because He wants us to daven. When we finished, we opened the door and the doctors came over to me and told me, in this department, you know, every day people die. And every time people davening, was a different kind of davening that we never heard. What you were doing behind the door there. What was that tehillim that we heard in a different nigun that we never heard for 30 years in this hospital? So you guys, this night, is a teredika night. You get together to sit and learn. Retzufos, kishmak, talmud Torah keneged kulam. And that is like an amazing thing. And I'm jealous of you. There's an atmosphere here like in the middle of the day. Then you finish with a davening. And that is the highest thing. After such a festive massive of a night of learning, Moser Nefesh for the Ribbono Shel Olam, believing that the Torah is pure, you go together to the Kosel and you daven. Hashem loves that feeling. That is a beautiful davening. You tell Hashem, Vayashkem Avraham Baboiker, we're davening nets, we're davening to you, Hashem, because you want to hear it, feel it. If you manage to make this chibu, the most starke learning, fire, and you'll be a beretzufis, you'll be in a high madrege of 130 hours of learning. And you'll be holding somewhere that, you know, you gave up, and you must have finished, it's a kiddush Hashem. And with all of that, you go and you mamshech with a koyach of tefillah. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Chazu Chazu, Bonai Chavivai, the Mishtakchim Mitzor Adilei, Ve'askin B'Simcha Sadili. And in that tefillah, what you will ask, Hashem will listen, Be'ez Hashem. Shari Shomayim open. It's hard, it's after a learning. You're tired, you prefer 1, 2, 3 to finish, to go to sleep. You made the main thing of the night. But you say, Hashem, I learned, now I'm davening. And you daven at Ma'oimek Alev. And I'm asking you a favor. I'm asking everyone that had a chizuk tonight for my speech, I'm asking a favor. When you daven tomorrow, say for the atzloche and for Nissen Shlomo ben Chaya and his family. Not an easy time for us. So I'm asking you a favor. When you have that special tefillah, after that special learning, say Oder in Shmakuleinu before Kiyato, after Lekai, Lehatzlochas Nissen Shlomo ben Chaya v'kol ha'mishboche, the Kol HaInyonim, and I'm wishing you Atzlocha B'Siyata Dishmaya.